Wow, I've just sat back, right back in my office chair, with a smile on my face, thinking, what a rewarding day. You know, those days when you have an assignment or a job or just a really good day's work and you jump in the car and you just feel really fulfilled, still energized, like you could do it all again, but ultimately satisfied with the day, like this has been a good day. I guess this is the end of a 13-hour stint of work, but not your normal work. Today is my first official day back after the holidays, beginning of the new year, and it's a Monday, which means I look after my kid. Mini mentally on Twitter, he is. And there was a time, I guess, before he was, I don't know, before he was more articulate, when he just used to lay there, you know, poo and wee, but wait for you to take the nappy off before he wees. And forgive me for being graphic, but the poo didn't look like anything from this planet. And he cried a lot because all he wanted was stuff and I didn't know really what to do as yet. That was hard, and I'd go, oh no, it's kind of stay at home and look after child day today. But now, well, today, I know there'll be hard days, but today, 6 o'clock start till just put him down to sleep now. I can kind of hear him talking to himself in the other room very, very quietly while he slips off to sleep. It's just been so much fun. We must have read 5 or 6 children's books, which is nearly his entire collection. Loads and loads of playing. I would build things, he would smash it up. And although he didn't actually leave the house today, normally I take him on a dog walk with me, but I had a dog walker come around today just because I didn't really sleep much last night and I was a little bit worried about not having the energy. But really, I was kind of up for going out with him as well. That would have kind of tipped things off. But just, I don't know, it's difficult speaking as a parent knowing that there's probably non-parents out there listening to this. Strange, very strange, because I spent my whole life pretty much just looking after myself and not really doing that very well, and travelling and bumming around the world and thinking nothing would ever tie me down, there's no way I'd have kids and all the rest of it. And it is a kind of weirdly rewarding and deeply kind of emotional thing. And I guess it's only when you feel those kind of emotions. I've felt, you know, I used to say I'm most alive when I'm close to death and all the weird stuff I used to do as jobs. I used to be an exhibition bungee jumper. I've scuba dived, I've skydived, and all this adrenaline. I still love, you know, I still ride my motorbike because I love the buzz, but I felt really alive today and really kind of connected to this little being, this little man. God, I've lost count of how many times I told him I loved him today. Just don't do that with people normally, unless it's your partner, or I guess I do with my grandmother, because I'm worried that every time I say goodbye to her, it might be the last time. So, but to say it to this little child who just looks at you and has absolutely no understanding of what you're saying at the moment, but you kind of think and hope maybe understands. When that will wear off, I don't know. There's probably parents listening right now going, I'll soon change. Wait till he's 2. Wait till he's 3. Wait till he's 4. Wait till he's... Yeah, I know. Hard work and lots and lots and lots of lessons ahead, mostly for me. But days like this, really, really good. And I just wanted to share how kind of rewarded I feel as I sit back, feet up on my noisy radiator, and wonder whether I should chip away a few emails I've missed while I've been bringing up my son.